Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. The Qatari Interfaith Peace Conference is 2 days devoted to peace, exploring the alternatives to wars and violence around the world and at home. The conference starts with a mini-retreat led by Bishop Thomas Gumbleton on Friday and followed by their first Rocking the Boat for Peace River boat cruise on the Mohawk River. Saturday speakers feature Dr. Jill Stein, David Swanson, Steve Brayman, and Kristen Christman, who will bring an alternative vision, positive, practical solutions. And joining us this morning, we have John Abaddon, Veterans for Peace, of the Tom Paine Chapter and current president of the Interfaith Alliance of the Capital Region. Maureen Oman joins us, a retired public school educator and member of Women Against War. And we also welcome the 2012 former Green Party presidential candidate, Dr. Jill Stein. It is a great pleasure to have you all part of our broadcast this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
So let us begin with you, Maureen, of this conference, and you've been a part of it since the beginning, I assume.
Not for 16 years, for the past 11 years I have.
And what do you think it accomplishes ultimately?
Well, I think we have a number of goals. One of the goals is to bring the community of concern, and that means anyone who's concerned about future sustainability as a society and as a planet, together in Fonda, a very bucolic setting. And to allow them to be inspired by the people that whom we bring, we reach out to a whole raft of people for this inspiration, people who are activists, people who are political theorists, people who are former State Department officials, people who regularly put their whole being on the line and risk arrest in opposition to war and social injustice, a whole gamut of people who from regionally and from across the country, to inspire this community that gathers from a very broad region of the state and Western Massachusetts. And the hope is, to create solidarity, to create inspiration, to create the energy, the motivation to keep going, to generate new ideas. So that's always our hope, that we will have solidarity and inspiration along with information to continue moving in terms of, I guess the general hope is that, as Buckminster Fuller, who kind of sets some of our theme this year, says, that we'll become the architects of the future rather than the victims of the future.
A lot of inspiration, obviously, but eventually change.
Yes, always hoping for ideas for action that we can move from for the following year.
The opposite of peace and what you are working against, if you will, is, yes, war, and as you said, social injustice, but that can mean a myriad of things. I mean, you include fracking in this. This is a wide range of issues that you consider to be these social injustices.
Yes.
It's not just war.
Yes, and I think Jill Stein, Dr. Stein, who's with us today, can probably exemplify that very powerfully, because this year we've looked, as we sought out our speakers, to the Green Party shadow cabinet. That really, I think the Green Party has come to understand very clearly that all of the issues that confront us as a society, all of the root causes that create dislocation, disassociation, violence, planetary, the danger to planetary sustainability and human life, come from common root causes and are interconnected. So, yes, we do look at a broad range of issues.
Jill, what is a shadow cabinet? What do you hope to accomplish with that?
Great. Well, the shadow cabinet, it's a group of scientists, policy people, academics, and community leaders, social justice advocates, who've come together to sort of provide a voice of resistance and a voice for how we go forward. Excuse me. And, many countries have shadow cabinets. That is, they have opposition voices which are organized in a way that can provide a consistent vision and a consistent critique of the political establishment. And that's actually what the shadow cabinet is. It's not so much a political party, and in fact, It's not formally connected with the Green Party. It uses the word green more in terms of the generic sense of sustainability and being a more, shall we say, principled and long-term justice-based approach to policy and how we live our lives. So the Shadow Cabinet is basically a group of people who were active in the last national election in 2012 who decided to continue the critique in a unified way. So we actually have appointees who serve at all levels of the federal cabinet. We have most critical positions covered, and in some cases we have added positions, like David Swanson's position as a Secretary of Peace. And the idea is to rebut and debunk what we hear from both sides of the political establishment, both of the corporate and Wall Street sponsored and encumbered parties that represent a particular point of view with an awful lot in common. We present sort of the public interest point of view and give people a way to move forward and to bring us together in doing so. And it is, by the way, it's at greenshadowcabinet.us for those who would like to check it out. And we're very excited about coming to this conference, which, you know, really represents, I think, what more and more people are looking for, as we see in overwhelming polls, for example, in opposition to this latest war effort, you know, that reinserts us into the chaos in Iraq with this latest bombing campaign, which is certainly not justified as an act of self-defense, and again being undertaken during a recess of Congress without the advice and consent of Congress. You know, there are a lot of people who feel like, whoa, wait a minute, stop the show. Whether you're looking at the war or the economy, the continued export of our jobs, you know, the fracking of our water supplies and so on, as Maureen was saying, these things are not unconnected. They're connected in a very fundamental way. And what we're doing at the conference, like what we're doing in the Green Shadow Cabinet, is bringing together the pieces so that it's no longer a case of divided and conquered, but rather unified, rising up and transforming our world and our communities to the kind of place that most people are clamoring for.
With that theme of transformation, let me talk to John Amidon, Veterans for Peace of the Tom Paine chapter, as well as the current president of the Interfaith Alliance of the Capital Region. You look at what we're dealing with in Iraq and really throughout the world of these quote-unquote hotspots of violent activity. How do you look at that, and keeping in mind what Maureen was asking, talking about earlier, of offering inspiration, how do we change that situation, the way that we react, that entire philosophy that we have that it has to be done militarily?
Well, as a former Marine, I would say that Smedley Butler had it right, and he wrote the pamphlet War is a Racket, and the main emphasis of that particular speech and thought was to take the profit out of war. So we need to make war less profitable. But on the other hand, I'm an admirer of Eleanor Roosevelt, and I certainly find the UN Declaration of Human Rights to be a profoundly important practical and spiritual document for guiding relationships. And what Eleanor Roosevelt said was that we must confront our fears. We must dive into our fears. Do something every day that you're afraid of. And as a society, we've become very fearful. Unfortunately, the government and the media have promoted the war on terror so that people are actually feeling threatened in their daily lives almost all of the time. It's kind of an Orwellian scenario. So we need to do the impossible. We need to move beyond our fear, and we need to step into a more pragmatic and practical form of love, of respecting our neighbors.
So how do we get to the point where we don't fear war?
We get to the point of not fearing war by stopping war, by realizing that it is an illegal and criminal enterprise, and enforcing laws against war like we enforce laws against murder, because essentially war is murder. We murder people so to solve our problems, or so we think, but we haven't solved any problems.
Maureen, you have been at this for a long time. You are a wonderful voice in our region and do so much work both in front and center and behind the scenes of bringing various voices to this region. Do you think, is peace a hard sell?
You know, we were having a conversation. We were waiting to come on with someone in the waiting room today. And basically, I think that those who profit from war, and I like to think, and I'm not a physicist, so my analogy may be absolutely wrong from a scientific point of view, but I like to think of it in terms of a black hole. We have a black hole, which is war, and which is the will to war and militarism. And basically, it sucks so much to it that it takes the energy and the resources and the decision making that politically shape our actions and pulls it to itself, when in fact we need to create a kind of counterforce, and we haven't done that yet. So yes, it's a hard sell because perhaps people haven't really been allowed to see that peace is not a loose kind of lefty 60s leftover notion, but in truth something that really takes an incredible amount of energy, incredible amount of work, a virility that we need to bring to it, resources that we need to bring to it. So it wouldn't be a hard sell, because in truth it is what people long for in their personal lives and in their political lives, but we haven't really even begun to explore the possibilities. So one of our speakers, Kristen Chrisman, just to mention quickly, has done an amazing, and I say amazing, almost 3,000-page analysis. She spent the last years post 9/11 focusing on the Middle East and trying to understand what the true root causes of war are in all of their myriad forms, and has come up with, in this very deep kind of thinking, which is the kind of virility we need to bring to peace, right, 650 solutions. So that's the kind of work we need to do. We need to do a comparable amount of energy and placement to peace that we do to war.
A lot of work being done, and it's the 16th annual Kateri Interfaith Peace Conference. It's taking place this coming Friday and Saturday in Fonda, New York. If you wish to find out more information, you could go to Kateri Peace Conference. That's K-A-T-E-R-I, K-A-T-E-R-I, peaceconference.org, KateriPeaceConference.org. Dr. Jill Stein, Maureen Omond, and John Amadon, I thank you so much for being with us and for the great work you do, and I appreciate you sharing your expertise with us this morning.
Thank you so much,
great
Joe.
Great talking with you.
Best of
thank
luck.
You so much.
Thank you very much. Again, KateriPeaceConference.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.